Well, we took x-rays. X-rays were negative, but we've taken him to the hospital for some further evaluation. We'll just have to wait and see.
You expect him to go home with you?
Yes. Yes. Obviously, a lot of that's going to depend on if they find anything or not. So, but we expect him to be.
With a couple of breaks, if you were in this game a lot of the way.
Yeah, no, I thought our defense played outstanding in the game. Obviously we gave up two touchdowns in the game, and then the late, field goal there. But I thought our defense kept us in the game, gave us some opportunities. We just weren't able to take advantage of those opportunities. That was an explosive offense that we played. I thought Jason Tarver did an outstanding job of calling the defense, keeping the pressure on them. Some of their quarterback run schemes and read schemes we did a pretty nice job on, with exception of one play. So I was pleased with the way that our defense played. I thought we played well special teams. Shane was outstanding as far as pinning them back and making them have to go the long hard way. We've got to score more points.
Was it just too much to ask of Carson, Matt, to be out that much? It seemed like some of the stuff when he had his first read, he would get it there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's his first extended, action in a regular season game in a long time. I'm sure there was a little bit of rust there, but at the end of the day, when you lose your starting quarterback, there's a lot of other guys that got to step up, and we didn't have enough guys that made enough plays for us offensively. Matt's our backup quarterback. Terrell's done a nice job. He's working extremely hard. We don't feel like he's ready to be the backup quarterback yet. And we felt like Matt would give us the best chance. Although we feel like, using Terrell in some of the packages and some of the things like we did with him today, pass down there in the red zone, also the throwback screen to start the game off, second play of the game. I mean, those are some of the things that we feel like we can use him. Using them right now until he develops, even more as a quarterback.
You went for the fourth down. Did you think of kicking it and trying to get the ball back?
Yeah, but my thought process was, we needed a touchdown no matter what. Yeah. And so I thought since we had the opportunity, we were down there, we'd kick the field goal, a couple times down there, and I felt like we needed to get a touchdown. So I wanted to try to go for it and see if we couldn't get it. And unfortunately, we weren't able to make the play.
You gone for two then, or to tie?
Yeah. Well, I would have liked to have seen us get the first down, and that's where that's what we've got to do better at. Up until last week, we were one of the leading teams on third and one, but obviously we've got stopped a couple of times, and we got to do better there.
What do you think of the physicality of the game specifically? I think six or seven personal fouls.
Well, I thought it was a very physical game, I think obviously some of those I think are judgment calls, but I thought both teams played physical brand of football, and that's the way the game ought to be played.
You have a problem with the personal foul on Kelly when he appeared to have gotten kicked first. You expect your player not to fight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what happened on that particular play, but what we've got to understand, we're trying to change the culture, and what we have to understand is. We've got to keep our composure in those situations because nothing good comes out of it. And that was a critical play in the game. It kept the drive alive. They were able to move the ball down. Fortunately, we were able to stop them and make them try to kick a field goal. But ultimately, they got 7 points out of that. So we've got to do a better job there. We've got to keep our composure no matter what happens in the game. Yeah, I didn't see that, so I don't know exactly what happened. I mean, obviously, I know they got an unsportsmanlike conduct, but I didn't see exactly what happened there.
But that's not an automatic ejection.
It's my understanding that it is, but again, I didn't see what happened, so I don't really know.
One game that showed signs of getting on track last week, now this week.
Yeah, wasn't good enough. Not today. Disappointed. We got to be able to run the football better. They dominated the line of scrimmage in this particular game, and we struggled to run it, and we got to do a better job of being able to run the football.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you.